We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On News Radio 930 WBEN, this is Buffalo Means Business, where local businesses and services tell their stories. I'm Randy Bushover. You have one of those stories to share? Send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joining me for this segment, Dr. Raymond Schultz with Artesia Plastic Surgery. And Dr. Schultz, first of all, thanks for coming in.
It's a pleasure to be here, Randy.
And whereabouts are you located?
We're right on Main Street in Williamsville, 6044.
Oh, everybody seems to be like conveniently located somewhere in Williamsville on Main Street these days.
It's the place to be. What more could you ask for?
Right, and as soon as that construction is done, you guys are going to be in good shape, I would imagine.
That would be very nice, because traffic sometimes can be a real killer.
Absolutely. Now, as far as Artesia Plastic Surgery, I'm guessing part of it says it right in the name, what exactly it is that you guys do, but you could probably more fully explain that.
And when we chose the name Artesia, it's kind of a play on the word artisan. We were looking for a word that had connotations of artistic quality, craftsmanship, and fine attention to detail. And I think that's what we provided Artesia Plastic Surgery. We also try to provide a very individual treatment for each patient and try to make it a very comfortable, pleasurable experience to come in, because sometimes coming to see a doctor can be a little bit scary.
And the type of work that you do, is it literally as simple as maybe a Botox injection or not that, or is it everything from full facial, whatever's needed?
We provide everything. If you have a suspicious-looking mole that you're kind of worried about, we'll take care of that. If you want to kind of get rid of some of those wrinkles with a little bit of Botox, we can take care of that. We do all types of plastic surgery, from reconstructive procedures all the way to aesthetic procedures.
And is there any one typical treatment or thing that people are getting the most these days, or is it kind of run the gamut?
It kind of runs the gamut, but tummy tucks are always popular, that mommy makeover.
And I know that something that you have is a new system you referred to it as, body tight, face tight.
We're very excited about this. This is a brand new system, and we have the only one in Western New York. I think you have to go down to New York City to find the next one. You know, liposuction has been around for maybe 30, 40 years, and liposuction has basically gone through many refinements, but there still is the problem. Once you remove that fat, what happens to your skin? You know, skin is made up of collagen. Collagen is kind of the framework that holds us together. And if you think about a weaved blanket, you can have a weave that's very, very tight or a weave that's very, very loose. And when we remove that fat, that weave is very, very loose. And up until today, we really didn't have a way of taking care of that. And then along came Body Tight. So what Body Tight does, it allows us to treat that excess skin with radio frequency. And if you know, if you put something in the microwave, it heats up. Well, those are radio waves. So we can use those very controlled radio waves to get that loose weave of the collagen to tighten itself back up again. So we get the advantages of the liposuction of removing that fat. At the same time, we can get that skin to shrink down.
And how do the nerves come into play? Because do you have to worry about nerve endings or anything like that when you're trying to kind of piece things back together?
For the most part, in the area that we're operating on, the nerves are very small superficial nerves. They're basically going to give sensation to the skin. And it always is a risk factor that we may damage one or two of those, but the good news is they will come back. Any of the major nerves, we're nowhere near them, so they're not at risk.
And talk about how much this has changed what you do, like a game changer, I guess, for the industry, because before this, you must have had to do things in a different way that may have been, I don't want to say less safe, but there may have been different applications that didn't work the same way that this one does.
I think it was much more invasive, and the area that really comes to mind is women's arms. Women hate those bat wings. Well, before this, the only procedure done with that was basically to cut that skin off, and that left a very long, unsightly scar right down a woman's arm. Well, with Body Tight, we can make a small incision, about maybe an eighth of an inch or so, and we can take out the fat and then get that skin to reduce without having to leave that long scar. And because we haven't gone through that big surgical procedure, the recovery is a lot faster.
Talking with Dr. Raymond Schultz of Artesia Plastic Surgery in Williamsville. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. Take me back. Let's say I'm coming in for an original consultation. How was that work when I sit down and discuss with you what it is that I think I would like done, and then you kind of maybe either talk me out of that or talk me into something else?
Well, you're actually very right about what I'm not going to try to talk you anything, but you're very correct, because a lot of people walk through the door and they have an idea of what they want, but what they want may not be something that I can deliver. And that, I think, is the most important conversation that anyone can have with their doctor, is what you want, what your expectations are, and what your doctor can deliver. And that first consultation, small portion of it is spent on examination, but a good portion of it is spent on a conversation between you and I to determine what you want, how I can get you there, and what procedure you really need.
And then from there, you take, a week or 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
I wouldn't expect you to decide right away. Just like if you're buying a car, the first time you walk on that lot, you're probably not going to walk out with that brand new Mercedes. We want you to go home and think about it. We want you to write down some questions. We want you to research what you're getting yourself into. And then I would encourage you to come back a second time. And then we start from scratch, because half of what I tell people, they forget. And at the end of that second consultation, if you're really on board and you want me to do something, then we talk about surgery.
And in those instances, we're mostly talking about people maybe from the vanity perspective. Is that fair to say? Or are there people that really have a need for some procedure to be done, and it's just a question of how that's going to be accomplished?
Well, I would never call it vanity, because we all care about how we look. We all want to look our best. But there are various procedures that we do. Some procedures are solely designed to help people look better and feel better about themselves. On the other hand, we have people who have undergone some type of gastric bypass surgery who have all that excess skin hanging off that actually causes problems. They have rashes. They have irritations. That skin gets in their way when they're exercising. So those people will benefit from some type of plastic surgery. What is actually has some medical benefit behind it. So we have both types of patients in our office.
So you even do something as minor as a skin tag, I guess they call them, like the little rolled up pieces of skin around the neck or on the underarms, that sort of thing?
Absolutely.
I think I might have a need.
Stop in.
All right, if somebody does want to stop in, is that the best way, or is it maybe to call, email?
You can call us 650-4622. We're also on the web at artesiaplasticsurgery.com.
Well, that's easy enough. Now, I talked again about some of the more common procedures, but is there a life cycle, like a time of year when you get more business for a certain thing? Or because I can take the easy way and say, well, when the athletic season is in, you must get a lot of work.
There is definitely cycles to when we do plastic surgery. Most people take the summer off. Summers in Buffalo are special, and most people don't want to be down with surgery. Our highest times are usually the fall and the winter months, and then there actually is a little spike in the spring.
And how many people do you actually have physically doing that work? I mean, besides yourself, do you have how many doctors?
Right now it's myself, and I do have one nurse practitioner.
All right. So a rather small place for now, but any plans on getting bigger?
We may have something in the future. We'll see.
Ah, well, that would be something to tell our advertising department about. I'm sure they would love to.
I'm sure they'd love to hear about that.
Yeah, absolutely. What about some of the things that kind of stick in your craw, that people may have misperceptions of what it is that you do?
I think one of the common misperceptions is plastic surgery involves plastics, because it doesn't. Plastic actually comes from a Greek word, plastikos, meaning to mold. So when people come in the door, they say, okay, where's the plastic? What are we going to do? And there actually is no true plastic material in plastic surgery.
And you have to be something of a sculptor, I would imagine, in a way, or an artist, for lack of a better term, to put people back together, especially when there's major work involved.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, surgery itself has always been one of the medical arts, and that it's more than just book learning. You actually have to have some skill at what you're doing. And what drew me to plastic surgery is we have the ability to kind of think on the fly. Every problem I see is a little bit different. It's very simple to have one procedure where you do over and over again that is very planned out. But when you see someone, each plan is a little bit different, and each plan can be individualized. I think that's what makes plastic surgery so exciting.
So two things that I think of to branch off from here. First of all, that you have to be really careful, because if something doesn't go exactly as the person involved wants it to go, then you're definitely going to hear about it. So could you talk a little bit about that? I mean, you really have to take care.
Absolutely. And it's one of the things I think I have to talk about a lot in that initial consultation is when we're operating someone, it's not like changing the oil in your car. You remove it and you put it back in again, and all goes well. Bodies are individual. Each body has different healing processes. And unfortunately, complications can go awry with any surgery. The good news is almost any complication we can take care of, and we can fix anything that may go wrong. But I said it's important to understand that each surgery does have risk factors that go along with it. And when someone comes into my office, a good portion of our time is spent weighing the risk factors versus the benefits.
The other thing that comes to mind for me is, so why would you get into something like this? I mean, that's a very specialized field. And again, with all of these difficulties, but also great rewards for yourself and for the patients, what got you started?
What actually got me started was way back in medical school. I witnessed a guy who had been in a motorcycle accident, and most of his leg was taken off. And they removed a muscle from his back, and they reconstructed the leg with that muscle. And I said, wow, that's amazing. You know, a good portion of practice right now is also devoted to breast cancer reconstruction. And having these patients come in, and they've got their devastating diagnosis of cancer, they're going to lose their breasts, they're going to lose their sense of what it takes to be a woman. And we can take those women and we can give them back what cancer took away from them. And for me, that's just such a great reward.
Well, that almost seems like a good place to stop, but I wanted to kind of expand a little bit about what else it is that you do that people wouldn't normally associate with plastic surgery.
Said breast reconstruction is a good part of it. We also do eyelid surgery for people who have difficulty seeing. When those eyelids become big and saggy, we can take care of that excess skin where it actually improves someone's vision. And people maybe not think about plastic surgery for that. We do wound care. I have people wandering my office who have had complications after orthopedic surgery, after vascular surgery, or they have a wound on their leg or their incision breaks down, and they say, what am I doing at a plastic surgeon's office? Well, we're kind of the people who take care of other people's complications. So most people don't realize that if you have something goes awry with your chest surgery or your vascular surgery, I'm the guy you're going to come see.
And again, how would people go about getting to see you?
Said we're at Main Street, 6044 Main Street, 650-4622. And you can find us on the web, Artesia, that's A-R-T-E-S-I-A, plasticsurgery.com.
Yep, A-R-T-E-S-I-A, plasticsurgery.com. Easy enough. Doctor, thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Randy.
Dr. Raymond Schultz with Artesia Plastic Surgery. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.